I'm supposed to be talking about amends and forgiveness, but I kept hearing you talking about the pain that you were in and how many times we try to mask that pain with everything, with the first thing that we can. Your story was so similar to how I grew up in similar ways but different, but the drinking. I never did drugs. That never appealed to me, and they didn't like that because I would always blow everything off the table because I thought it was so funny. But the drinking, but the food was my thing, and that was my way of masking my pain since I was a little girl. And I kept trying to fulfill something. Every time I eat a lot, I can't understand why I'm doing that. But it's exactly that. It's trying to mask that pain that we have from all the things around us. And really, it's God that's the only thing that can take that pain away, through the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about making amends and asking forgiveness, in our little flyers here, we're doing on Principle 6. And it talks about evaluating all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm that I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. What is making amends all about, and why should we have to do that? Because when we don't, we live in that state of pain for always, until we actually face it and put a name to it and put a face to it and acknowledge it. And then offer it up to God. Because of what he did on the cross, he has forgiven us. But we think that we can't forgive ourselves. We can't forgive the person that hurt me. Why would I ever go to that person and ask for forgiveness or, you know, I'm sorry that I hurt you? Because it fixes you, not them. It helps you, not that other person. You can live in that bondage the rest of your life, but until you ask for forgiveness, until you make those amends with somebody that you've hurt, even if you just do it in a letter and offer it to God, but you have to be willing to do that. God asks us to be willing, which is being obedient. And that's what he wants us to do. The first step is not really an action step. It's actually just to admit it to yourself. I just recently had to do that with my ex-husband. It was in February, actually, because when I was writing my notes, it happened to open up to the page in my journal where I was doing it. Something kept gnawing at me. It was so easy to blame my husband for everything that happened and went wrong in our marriage. Of course, that's easy to do. I couldn't possibly have done anything wrong, right? But all along, yeah, I tried. I was doing the counseling. I was doing the action steps and whatever. Okay, in a lot of ways, yeah, I was doing most of the work, so to speak. But I had my own part in it, of doing things wrong. So God has been speaking to me over the last several months, and I was still counseling, and in counseling. And God kept telling me, you have to acknowledge. He was showing me, I had to acknowledge my part in what went wrong in the marriage. And there were things. There were times, well, I did lose respect for him. But that's, God didn't say, well, if he didn't do this, then you don't need to do this. You don't need to respect your husband. That's not what God asks. He asked me to respect my husband in spite of what he was doing. So after praying about it, and I talked to my counselor and a couple of good accountability partners, I said, I feel like I have to give this to him. And I talked to my son since I didn't know where he was living. And so I asked him if he would be like the liaison, even though I didn't want him to be a part of it, but it was the only way to get it. I said, would you mind giving this to your dad? Because at first he thought it was the same old letter. I'm sorry, but, you know, you did this and you did this and na-na-na-na-na. I said, honey, this is not what this is. This is about me taking responsibility for my part and what happened, and I did ask his forgiveness. Saying those words, you might as well just take a knife and go, you know, it's just not natural to want to do that because he hurt me so bad. How dare he? I didn't want to let him off the hook, so to speak, if you know that, you know. But what God kept reminding me is that on the cross, Jesus let us all off the hook. When he said, it is finished, He'd forgiven us for everything that we've done, no matter how bad we were, no matter how much trouble we got into, no how many people we've hurt. He let us off the hook. So who am I to not let him off the hook or anybody else? Because in the scriptures, it talks about forgiving one another as God has forgiven us. So that was what he was requiring of me to do. And so I actually had to do that. And not to get anything back. Because if you know, like me, I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave him this note so he can know that I'm doing this. Or I'm going to leave my Bible open so he can know that message back. This had nothing to do with his response. It was all about what I had to do for myself. So when we ask forgiveness for somebody, it's not so, well, whether he forgives me or not, well, he's not going to forgive me, or he hurt me, so he doesn't deserve that. It has nothing to do with that other person. It has everything to do with us. So I sent the letter, and no, I never heard anything back. But you know, that's okay. Because I know that that's what God had asked me to do. Now, I wouldn't show up at his doorstep because I knew that that would hurt him and his new relationship. So I didn't want to do that. So when it talks about doing that so you don't harm others, you have to be careful. You have to be willing, but you have to do it smartly. In Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time for everything. So when you ask forgiveness, we all know. And that's what it says. I love this. It has nothing whatsoever to do with how wrong someone else was. No matter how evil, cruel, narcissistic, or unrepentant they are, when you forgive a person, you break the unhealthy bonds between you and your abuser-victim relationship, and you redefine yourself as an independent victor in your own life. And I want to just add, through the Holy Spirit, but what did Christ do for us? Even though we didn't deserve it, he took all of that and died on the cross for us, for each one of you. And for every one of our sins, and made us new. And like Enrique was saying, you know, he made us new, so we all have a story to tell. Every day he makes us new. Thank God for mulligans. Every day I've got a new start. If I messed up yesterday, I got a chance to start all over again. Okay. That doesn't excuse us, and we don't do it stupidly and say, well, I know he's going to forgive me, so I might as well just go ahead and sin. That's not what that means. So let's not play with that. It means you really are earnestly seeking to live life according to how God wants you to live your life.